U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, today testifying he believes there was a quid pro quo as it pertained to U.S. relations with Ukraine.
Ambassador Sondland told Republican counsel Steve Castor he reached the conclusion that military aid would not flow until Ukraine opened investigations.
2 + 2 = 4 in my mind at that point.
Okay, but you didn't have any evidence of that, correct?
Other than the aid wasn't being released and we weren't getting anywhere with the Ukrainians.
Ambassador Sondland said everyone was in the loop on a quid pro quo involving Ukraine's new president, securing a meeting with President Trump.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Stocks lower today on news the first phase of a China trade deal might not be completed this year. The Dow down 113, the S&P 12 points lower, the NASDAQ losing 44. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about where turkeys come from.
What?
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, he raised turkeys. Gobble, 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 gobble. They lived in a pen, they all made friends. And then one day, he cut off their heads. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And when your grandma scoops that delicious stuffing out of the bird, try not to think too much about what used to be in there. The slimy turkey guts have been ripped out, the feet chopped off and the feathers plucked out. They ripped that turkey's insides out. Ooh, that's really foul. Happy Thanksgiving, boys and girls. Maybe at Christmas time, I'll tell you where hams come from. Barney loves you.
I miss Joey. That would never have happened.
Yeah.
Not offense.
For Christmas, I'm giving
Jay Clement. We're totally happy with Rosie. But Joey, that wouldn't have happened.
Don't spoil it. I'm sitting right here.
It's a CD with about 300 Barneys.
Well, good thing nothing I own has a CD player anymore.
Oh, are you that modern?
Burn.
No, I wish. Okay, so when I bought my new car, I was like, where's the CD player?
There's no CD player?
No, and it hurts my heart because I'm old school, and I actually have one of those, like, CD Rolodex things that has, like, my Backstreet Boys.
Okay, do you remember, like, the satisfaction of burning, like, a solid CD?
Yeah,
and
I
then
still
you
have
would, like,
my
burned
CDs.
And then, like, you would, like, draw on it in, like, different colored Sharpies.
With your Sharpie.
Yeah.
In a circular
and it was, like,
motion.
All pretty.
It's like my mixtapes.
There was, like, a lot of satisfaction there. And it had, like, the right vibe.
We had,
and,
like,
the right
mixtapes. Well, or mixed CDs.
I make the mixtape. I made a good mixtape, Power 96. No. The Power Love Hour down in South Florida.
No. I used to make mixtapes on cassettes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We have to push the play and the record button at the same time.
See, I had to destroy a computer with LimeWire.
Oh, yeah, we've all done that.
Napster. LimeWire was like the cheap version of Napster. After Napster went, like, they said
yourself.
It was illegal.
It became illegal, yeah.
Napster.
Yeah, so then you got LimeWire, which was like, it's all bootleg and it's all viruses. And, like, you have to try to, like, pick the ones that, like, were, like, the least virusy.
You're like, this one looks the least sketchy out of the five options.
I remember when Napster, when I first became aware of it, and I used it, I tell my friend, I said, how long will this last? This is so totally illegal.
Yeah.
There's no way that they're going to be able to continue doing this. 5 minutes after 4 o'clock, Daniel Elk, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house with us this afternoon. I'm very disturbed here. My understanding was that Sondland's testimony today was completely vindicating, and now Drudge is painting it like, well, this is it. And Pence knew, so I guess they're going to bring them all down and put Nancy in as the president. So we have nothing to worry about.
I'm not really quite sure that that's how that works. I think there's, like, a lot more. You don't go from just, like, A to B there.
Well, if they can run a trial with no direct evidence, what's to stop them from, you know, impeaching and just throwing
it's
everybody out?
It's not a trial. It's
they're going to recommend, like, they're going to find that he committed an impeachable offense, and they're going to send it over to the Senate. Like, let's just go ahead and, like, get to that point, because you know it's useless.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? You know that it's full of, you know,
and that
crap.
Will not, I mean, Trump's approval is at 48. And I've always believed any number on him is probably higher because people are afraid to say they support him.
But here's the thing. Like, so I do support Donald Trump. I will say that out loud, loud and proud. I will wave my Trump flag. But watching these, what's concerning is the fact that, like, today, this guy, the EU ambassador that got up there and said, oh, well, previously, this is what I said in the deposition that was already transcribed and they have. But today I'm flipping the script after I've heard all these other people testify. And it's not even a testimony. It's more of just speaking.
So my thing is y'all heard me last week. Okay, Alabama from Georgia or Georgia from Alabama. Like, y'all heard me. I'm not Donald. Like, I don't think that Donald Trump is without flaws. Okay?
Nobody does.
Okay. Right. But this doesn't seem to be really one of them. I mean, so say you did want to root out corruption before you write someone like, how much was it? Like
four billions.
Billions of dollars. Like,
right. Okay. A really, really big check.
Which they got. Regardless of all this dog and pony show.
Donald Trump has his flaws.
Right.
I don't see this as really, like, I don't see this as being one of them.
But it's like, even if you don't like the man, which you don't have to like him, he has done every single thing that he promised the American people that he would do that got him elected.
You know.
And more.
I have said this 1,000 times. I never watched The Celebrity Apprentice.
I didn't like him on the show.
When I first became aware of him in the 80s, I got a lot of respect for anybody, and especially he, and pretty much he alone, initiated the redevelopment of Manhattan.
Absolutely.
From a peep show center.
Because it was a poop hole. I don't know if you could
see. Horrible. I was there in 82. It was really slimy.
Yeah.
And beggars, panhandlers, every time you cross the street, somebody was asking him for money.
He cleaned up that city a lot.
And by 1990, when I took my daughter's mother there to see Phantom of the Opera.
That's my dad's favorite. We've seen it on Broadway. Crawford. It's amazing.
Everything that I like is your dad's
overrated.
Favorite.
Overrated.
It is so, what? Oh my goodness. Phantom?
Yes.
You have to see the Broadway production.
It's amazing.
The Broadway production.
It was like
Phantom,
watching a movie.
I mean, it's just like, it's
Miss Saigon.
Okay, have we seen the creepy, the real, real creepy new version of Cats?
Yeah, the one that
Taylor Swift and like the cat boobs. And it's like CGI, like cat boobs.
If you
and it's a lot.
Please, with the cat boobs, twice.
That bombed, if I recall.
No, it hasn't come out yet.
Oh, well, it will bomb.
It comes out
on
Christmas.
It's bombing.
It's gonna bomb. That's my prediction. I am the resident theater critic here. And music, because I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Yes. Bert's on the line.
Hey, Greg, listen, talk about things that are disappointing. I really hate to be the one to have to break the news to you, but you put out the other day whether or not the wait for the Popeye's chicken sandwich was worth it.
Yeah.
And I responded in the affirmative. It definitely is. I had it a couple of months ago when it first came out, but I'm sorry to say I had another one today.
So you're changing your story just like the ambassador.
Let me tell you what they've done. They're trying to package it like Chick-fil-A. So it's in the sleeve. And what they've done is they've put it on what I call an egg bun. You know, you open when you bite into it, it's kind of yellow.
Yeah, it's kind of dry too.
Yeah, I don't like them. That's why I don't eat the Jack's hamburgers anymore. But anyway, and then they put mayonnaise on it.
Yuck!
And they put it in this sleeve, and it cooks the mayonnaise down until it's clear, and then it makes the chicken soggy. Ugh. So between all of that, it was absolutely horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. So I hate to have to change my examination of that chicken sandwich, but it's really.
All right, but now Bert, you're gonna have to go back a third time. Okay?
Yeah, Bert,
because we got one good, one
right.
bad, and I'm sorry,
right.
but you're gonna have to go back a third time and give us a tiebreaker.
Can you ask them for no mayonnaise this time?
Or maybe a different location.
Well, it was. The first one I had was up in Prattville. The next one was down here in Montgomery.
Okay, well, there you go.
See, well, and that's not surprising.
It made a difference.
Yeah.
So what you want is you want a control group of chicken sandwiches.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, in theory, all of the sandwiches should be exactly the same because they're coming from the same. But, you know.
Okay, that, but
there's a quality control issue
there
we're
is.
Having here.
I mean, there's like a Prattville Applebee's and a Montgomery Applebee's,
and they're both run right. totally different with the same product. That's right? What I'm saying. It's a management issue.
Yes,
that's true. That's
so
true.
I'm going to need you to go to a third Popeye's.
Okay. I'll be the guinea pig on this. I'll do it one more time.
All right. Sacrifice yourself, report. Bert, for the cause.
You're a good right. man, Bert.
Thank you, Bert, for taking one
Take
for the
care.
Team.
All right.
But remember, no mayonnaise.
Is mayonnaise keto?
Mayonnaise is keto.
Yes, but mayonnaise is also disgusting.
I
like mayonnaise. I like mayo, too. Bring it.
I'm going to stick this sandwich over here.
Now,
y'all stop.
Now, the description that it cooked it down to where it's like a clear gel.
No,
I don't. I don't love that, okay?
No. But, stop, y'all. I can't.
But I'd
stop it with the mayo talk. Speaking of food,
mayo.
Greg. Delkin Tomlinson would like to make a contribution to the Montgomery Area Food Bank.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We have a check.
Jacqueline gets to the office. I think it was on Monday or Tuesday.
It's Monday. I'm like, we need
and
to have a
like,
check.
And she's like, so can we do this? Because
I already said
it. I texted Greg and he said it on the radio. And
so
like,
you have to.
We want
can
to
we
be
do
women
it?
Of
like,
our
yes.
word.
So we have.
I gave Mr. Deem, the representative from the food bank, who was here, because every dollar you donate buys 6.5 pounds
yeah.
of food.
We're going to donate a $100 check here from Delkin Tomlinson.
Yeah, do we make it out to the Montgomery Area Food Bank?
Yes.
So that is our contribution to the River Region.
Watch it bounce.
We're totally kidding, by the way. But so Delkin Tomlinson has a check, and we encourage all listeners to step up and help, because there are people out there this holiday season that are not as fortunate as we are. So step up to the plate. And
well, I
and they cover half the state.
Whenever he's in, they cover, 37 counties?
Yes.
Is he coming back in?
We can take it to him if we need to. Don't you have the bin somewhere?
We
downstairs.
Yeah, so somebody's got to come back for the bin. So there's our check.
I have stamps, and I'll get the address, and
all right, Rosie's
it.
Got
Thank
it.
You. I've got it.
If Rosie's got it, you know what's going to get done.
But
Rosie's birthday today, by the way, and we're
happy
celebrating
birthday.
Yes.
Cake tonight at Baumhauer's.
Cake.
What's Charles's grandson's?
Sean. Yes.
And somebody
Sweet
else.
Sean.
But I don't know that they're coming tonight or not.
I thought we were playing like charades for a minute.
I have to ask a question. Who went to New Orleans?
Who went to New Orleans?
So there's a receipt here, and someone spent $148.85 on Johnny Walker Black.
Yes!
I'm like wondering, like, who went
Dana,
to New Orleans?
As Dana
and
pulled
just
that receipt out of her pocket.
I don't know.
$150 on Johnny Walker Black. Was it Jeff Sessions?
Yes!
We are not privy to that information.
I mean, we're obviously not spreading the rumor that Jeff Sessions did that, but
by the way,
amazing.
Anybody, usually we don't discuss the opinions and things that are exchanged on other shows, but I would like to know if anybody that caught Senator Sessions on Dan Morris, if he was, you know, what your take on his visit with.
I missed him. I did get to hear Troy King on Joey's show, but I missed Jeff Sessions, unfortunately.
What are you doing that you're not at the office that often? what are you doing? How are you listening to the radio this much?
Because first and foremost, I have the app that you can download on your phone by putting in 93.1.
Nice plug, but I've never heard you listen to that app at our office.
It's right here on my phone, right here.
And she listens on her way to and from.
I do.
Way to and from, but she's like, man, I got this show, but I missed that one.
I know.
Like,
so here's
what
I do, though.
All day?
You can also listen to it from your desktop, Dana, by simply going to your Google search bar and coming to, you know, Blue Water Broadcasting and listening live button.
Exactly how many times have you listened?
Daily.
There is, you can't lie on the radio.
Scout's honor. I listen to the show on my way into work. And then when there's not this nonsense of the impeachment going on the television, I usually have it on in the background while you're listening to Christmas music.
I do listen to a lot of Christmas music.
Yes. I have Blue Water Broadcasting on.
I don't get
one of our stations does Christmas, I think.
Yeah, it's night. Oh, no. No, not yet.
So I have like a very extensive Spotify playlist of like a couple hundred Christmas songs.
What's your favorite Christmas song of all time?
Mary, Did You Know?
I love
married
that.
To Juno.
Yeah,
married
and she did, Juno. By the way.
Did you know?
Married, did yeah. you know?
Mary.
It's Mary, did
Mary,
you know?
Did you
oh,
know?
Mary, did you know?
Yes.
Not married.
No, Mary, like
you're
as in Mother Mary.
The mother
not
of God.
Not as in like, I'm Mary,
you
did
know?
You know?
Mary, did you know?
That your son was a savior.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I've never heard
and
of it.
And Pentatonix has a really good version of it.
Yes.
That's
Pentatonix
like,
is a great version of all, most, yeah. most. See, my mom and I kick off the Christmas holiday season with the Clay Aiken Christmas album.
Is he even still alive?
Yes.
What happened to him?
He was actually, he did the debate not too long ago. He was like a mediator. Like he was like a wasn't he like
a moderator? I think
mediator.
Also
well,
mediator, but
possible.
Totally right. Legalese here.
I'm here to tell you. I just received a text that how much was that? $148.
The $100.
Oh no, no. The it was $148.85.
The text I got just is that it's not Jeff Sessions. That was picked. The person that picked that up did it for somebody else. The receipt just got left by.
Yeah.
So there we go.
We do not want to, you know, implicate that Jeff Sessions, but that total joke. Ding, ding, ch.
There you go. It is 4:17. I don't think we're going to roll call today because we got so much to discuss yet. I did get a very funny picture of a dog squatting to do you know what, and it shows Adam Schiff's head coming out of the dog.
Rectum.
And it's really funny. And I love it, but I'll probably not post it on Facebook. I think the...
I think that's a wise decision.
The Elf on a Shelf with Pete Buttigieg is about as racy as I want to get today. Join us at Baumhauer's tonight after the show. Help us celebrate Rosie's birthday. We will have cake. There will be cake.
Hi, everybody. Rich Thomas here. And you know by now that Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. Montgomery Eye Physicians provides all of their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye Physicians utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know your history with a combination of over 10,000 LASIK surgeries in the last 20 years. Montgomery Eye helps impassioned people see life clearly so they can reach their goals. Call 272-2020 today or visit them at getlasik.me to schedule a free LASIK consultation. Find your drive. See your vision. Montgomery Eye Physicians. Once again, call 272-2020 or on the web, getlasik.me.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number
15033. What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Melissa Eskew with Alabama News Network. A judge is ordering DNA testing for Ibrahim Yazid, the man charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of the missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. The judge ordered testing during this morning's preliminary hearing after prosecutors revealed DNA evidence from a male was found in Blanchard's car. The Salvation Army kicks off its Red Kettle campaign today. Throughout the holiday season, you will hear the bells ringing and see the red kettles outside shopping centers. The Salvation Army is always looking for more volunteers to help ring the bells. It's day three of testimony in the A.C. Smith case. The jury has listened to both a voice-recorded interview from that February 25th morning and a video interview from a few weeks later. The interviews were between the Alabama State Bureau of Investigation agents and Aaron Cody Smith. Smith is the MPD officer on trial for shooting an unarmed black man, Grant Gunn, in February of 2016. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
By the way, Rich just texted me and I just put it on Facebook. The space station will be visible again. It was fun last night at the pizza place. We all went outside at 625 and watched it cross from southwest to northeast. And it will be available again tonight for viewing between 5:38 and 5:40. So make sure you bring your transistor radio outside. Here's Rich for the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We continue to enjoy a period of storm-free days, and that warming trend continues as well. Tonight, a little bit chilly with mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 43. But tomorrow, the warming trend continues. High in the low to mid-70s, plenty of sunshine again. I think we'll be in the mid-70s Friday, mainly dry during the daytime, but maybe some showers and thunderstorms by late Friday night, and a better chance Saturday, maybe a thunderstorm as well, as a front moves through the state, a cool front that brings in breezy, cooler conditions for Sunday. Sunday's high only in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASC Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywise Traffic. We are all clear right now. We do have some congestion on the Eastern Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway back to Atlanta Highway on over to I-85. We have Taylor Road very busy. Madison and Ann Street outbound from downtown is busy. And we have a lot of cars on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. But everybody's doing great. We have no accidents anywhere. Enjoy your ride home and be careful out there. Buckle up and never text and drive. The Toyota-thon is going on now at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Just get this. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Merry Christmas.
Heart of the cocktail seems to flow. Gin tankery, more Chardonnay. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, more quenchable. Don't be a dink, watch what you drink. Don't be a dork, don't pop the cork. Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel. Don't grab a stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a bother. Don't drink and drive. If you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive. Pop all the cocktails in the moon. Don't drive away. Don't swear the plate. Promise is near. Drinking a cheer. Ice cubes and foam. Walk where we'll go. Go be the ding. Go what you drink. Don't be a dork. Don't knock the cork. Don't take the wheel. Don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick. Don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive. She's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will mend your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
Elkin Tomlinson in the house on News Talk 93.1 FM. That was well done, festive.
Well, I want to know, because you asked Dana what her favorite Christmas song is. What is your favorite Christmas song, Greg?
The theme from Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It means going home to see the goose and all the...
Okay.
And every, I love everything about that movie because every dad wants to make the perfect Christmas.
And did you go see the people in Wetumpka that did the whole National Lampoon's yard last year?
I did not.
I did. Dana, did you go?
No, but we talked about it.
It's worth it. I hope they do it again this
year. That's my favorite Christmas movie.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know.
I think Home Alone's up there.
A Wonderful Life also has very dark moments in it.
Yes.
The beauty of A Wonderful Life is it gives everybody a chance to think about themselves and people they may have affected.
The most expensive movie I've never watched. I got it from Redbox and never turned it back in, and then I lost it.
A Wonderful Life?
Yeah, so, you know, they charge you, like, $40.
You own it now.
Like, I own it now, but it's somewhere, and then I've never seen it, so, like, it's a movie that I've paid $40-something
dollars for. It's going to be at the Capri December 7th.
Really?
On the big screen.
I see. I have 4 tickets to the Capri that I need to use.
Yes.
See, I don't know.
Go it's see a deal. Midway.
I need to go. I'd like to go see Midway.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not at the Capri.
No, but I want to go see that. But the problem is that's not something I got to take the baby to. So we got to have a sitter for that one.
This year is the 30th anniversary of Christmas Vacation. Came out in 89.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're having a special showing December 5th. I'll have to check in on that. By the way, to update today's impeachment shift show, our buddy David Blackman put up a great blog. Go to dbdailyupdate.com. Basically, it's the old assume makes an ass out of you and me. All Gordon Sondland did today was he assumed a quid pro quo.
Oh, Gordon.
That's not quid pro quo. He assumed it, but that's his assumption and not a fact. And
exactly.
You can't, I don't think you can impeach a president for that either.
But they're going to try.
Oh, they're crazy. And I saw, like, today, even in New Jersey, which is a pretty blue state, independents, Democrats are like, come on, stop. Nothing's getting done here.
Speaking of nothing getting done, isn't there a debate tonight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elf on a Shelf versus the rest of the field. You better be very careful because, after all, he is a gay man, and you don't want to be perceived as a homophobe by attacking his policy, right?
It's in Atlanta, correct?
I don't know. Let me look.
That's their problem.
Yes.
It's in Atlanta.
In Hotlanta.
John Solomon's been one of the best reporters on this whole Burisma, Ukraine, Biden thing. And he makes 3 salient and simple points. Hunter Biden's hiring by the Ukrainian gas firm Burisma Holdings, while it was under a corruption investigation, posed the appearance of a conflict of interest for his father. That's because Vice President Joe Biden oversaw U.S.-Ukraine policy, forced the firing of the Ukrainian prosecutor overseeing the case. We know that that changed because the guy who fired the prosecutor got voted out of office. So there was an assumption on Trump's part, before we give you all of this foreign aid, are you cleaning things up over there? Ukraine officials number 2. Ukraine officials had an uneasy relationship with their embassy in Kiev because State Department officials exerted pressure on Ukraine prosecutors to drop certain cases against activists, including one group partly funded by the despicable satanic George Soros. And number 3, there were efforts around Ukraine in 2016 to influence the U.S. election that included a request from a DNC contractor on a Dirt on Manafort op-ed from Ukraine's U.S. ambassador slamming Trump and the release of law enforcement evidence by Ukrainian officials that a Ukraine court concluded was an improper interference in the U.S. election. Those are the crimes, and Trump had nothing to do with any of it. So there. It's Rosie's birthday.
Yes.
I'm not going to throw anything at the wall today.
Good. Like thank you so much.
Buddha, what a present.
Buddha judge.
Yes, that's the best present of the day.
Buddha judge.
Elf on a shelf.
The fact is, he's the mayor of like the 147th largest town in America. And they're not exactly thrilled with the results he delivered
South
there.
Bend, Indiana. Buttigieg.
But you know, I wonder how the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, like, wakes up one day and he, like, you know, like, looks around.
I think he should be president.
Maybe I should run for president.
That sounds like a good idea.
On the other hand, I can understand how a Donald Trump who looks at what's going on and sees the inefficiencies and the crap that goes on.
And it's like, I'm a businessman. Like, I think you should be a good businessman to be president.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do this. And then remember if you thought he was a joke? Like, oh, Donald Trump.
You're not going to be president.
Guess who's president?
We put the word out there. Anybody that caught Jeff Sessions on the Dan Moore show today, I'd love to know what you thought if the senator was persuasive. And by the way, yesterday we talked about Chick-fil-A. Ceasing donations to the Salvation Army and stuff. And there's one story out there that basically says, no, they didn't cave. Yes, in my opinion, they did. They are no longer making donations to the Salvation Army because the full-time crazies, they have nothing better to do but be professional harassers, wore them out. And I think that was done to shut them up.
So, but let me just make this basic statement about this. So here's the deal. Like, Dana and I, we decided collectively as a legal unit that we were going to donate money to the Montgomery Area Food Bank.
Right.
We made that decision. Like, who you want to donate money to should be your own decision. And it shouldn't be because somebody else wants you to or because they do or don't something. Like, why do we care? Like,
here's the reason.
Leave them alone.
Here's the reason. The CEO of Chick-fil-A went on the record, but it was a national news story, that he supported traditional marriage. That's his opinion. He's entitled to it. But the professional, and that's what they are, the professional left went berserk. They were going to have this giant organized kiss-in at every Chick-fil-A across the country.
Good luck.
Eight people showed up.
Like, good luck with going after Chick-fil-A.
In the meantime, this giant group in the middle between our elitist coast, the people that voted for Donald Trump, et cetera, they said, we're going to support them. We're going to do business with them. And in the last few years, Chick-fil-A has rocketed all the way to number two. Mm-hmm. And I think they're number one in terms of profit per location.
And longest wait, actually. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, there are people that feel that by caving in, those values were betrayed.
But how is that caving? It's their money. They have a right to donate or not donate to who they choose.
Because the leftist media has taken that change and put it on the front page of every newspaper and newscast in America, saying, look, we won. We got them to change.
Well, but that may not be true. I read an article that said they had entered into several long-term contracts with several different organizations, all Christian, that they were giving to. Mm-hmm. And they have decided to change their donation policy and are going to do it on a year-by-year basis based on what their mission is for the year. Now, the thing that doesn't seem to line up is that they're saying they're going to concentrate on housing, education, and homelessness. Well, Salvation Army is really big in all three of those areas.
Right.
So to me, that would be a natural choice. But they made a corporate decision based on mission and based on the fact that they changed the way they were going to be giving their donations to do it on a yearly basis rather than
a contractual long-term.
Exactly.
I think that's a better business decision, though, too, even though you're Chick-fil-A.
To me, I don't care. They fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
Big time. Big time.
But you're still going to eat the chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm still going to Chick-fil-A. Like, I've don't know
seen,
who's not.
I've seen one article that says, no, this isn't what happened. Just one. And I got it from, like, four people yesterday. Yeah. If there were more, I would have seen other sides on this. I maintain my position on that.
But see, you're still going to go to Chick-fil-A.
No.
Really?
I will not go to Chick-fil-A.
I will.
See?
I love their nuggets.
That's fine. That's your
And that's right, what I'm saying. Like, just like we have a right to, like, go to whatever place we want. Chick-fil-A, Salvation Army,
Anybody. Exactly. Papa's.
There's other good chicken places right out there, and I don't have to go through a 50-car line
right
to get it.
But here's my point. Here's the point I'm going to make is, like, that's like what's great about being an American, right? Like, you
yes
get to pick.
You have your choice of chicken.
Right. But, like, what
you have churches, you have Popeyes, and you have Chick-fil-A, and yeah on the lower end, KFC, but we won't go there.
I yeah donate 600 tenders every year to Churchill Academy.
Well, there you
yay
go.
And there's, like, you know, so many Chester's fried, like, crunchy fried chicken at the gas station.
Chester's.
There's, like, a million great of those.
But I'm saying, like, that's the wonderful thing about being an American is, like, I get to pick. Like, we don't live in a world like some politicians would like us to live in where, like, you don't have the option if you want to eat at Chick-fil-A or Popeyes. Like, there's no healthy competition.
Here in America, you can have your
you
chicken
can
and
have
eat it, too.
Exactly.
That's right.
And so, you know what? If you don't want to donate to Salvation Army or you want to go donate all day every day, like, that's the decision that we get to make. Don't take that decision from us.
Thanks for finding this room.
You're welcome.
It is happy hour at 4:37. This is our theme song. Coming up, we are going to indulge Dana.
Ooh.
Somebody sent a suggestion on the song you mentioned, Mary Did You Know? And we're going to listen to it.
Yay!
The Pentatonix version.
Legit,
that's what
man
she said, the Pentatonix version. Like, it's so good.
It's yeah legit.
Right at the end of this break.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. I'd like to invite you down here to join us on the river. If you hadn't ever been here, we're right easy to get to, right off I-65. Take that North Boulevard exit. Then you're going to take the first exit. That's Louisville. That's right, Louisville Street. The bottom of the ramp, turn right, and turn right again. That's three times. Follow that to the end of the road. You'll find the Oyster Bar. But along the way, you're going to pass our new RV resort. That's right. We got a place down here you can come stay the night or the weekend or stay a month with us and come down here and enjoy being on the river. Go out and do a little fishing, a little camping out late at night with a fire and coming over to the Oyster Bar and cooking up some fresh seafood for you. Fried, steamed, grill. We got good old snapper on the grill, hamburgers, ribeye steaks that are good eating. Know you can check all that out at CapitalOysterBar.com or our Facebook page for Capital Oyster Bar, or check it all out at the Montgomery Marina RV Resort. You can see what's going on down here with the campground. We're going to be looking for you. Get down here soon. Come hungry because we've been missing you. Come on.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
We're going to talk about your CBD store. I understand that Jay Quillen visited your CBD store.
I did.
Got the dog treats?
I did.
Helpful?
They are.
We have had, in fact, we're giving them to Briscoe today. Briscoe had to go have a little surgery.
What happened?
A little thing, a growth.
Aww.
That had, unfortunately,
a little thing.
It's in a place that he cannot reach. Because that's always an issue with dogs. And they look so pathetic with that cone over their head.
Oh, my God, the cone of shame.
Yeah, but it does, it absolutely does help him sleep, not be too active because we don't mm-hmm want him pulling on the stitches. And by the way, I should thank Montgomery Veterinary Associates again for a fantastic job with my boys that they do. But that's one way the CBD products can be really helpful. And also, like, if your dog gets anxious around a thunderstorm, they know before the first thunderclap it's coming. They're very good at preemptive, for pets. For pain and for yourself. Topical creams for pain. Oil tinctures. I take a couple of drops now before I take my midday nap. It helps.
Tincture. And they're very informative. I went in there to ask some questions.
Marissa and Laurie, yeah.
I think I dealt with Marissa.
Yeah.
And she spent the time with me to really listen to my concerns about my animal. And she was like, this is what I would do. This is what I would stay away from. If this happens, then this. And then we can try this. I mean, it wasn't just I was in and out. She took the time to really talk to me about my needs for my little dog.
She did it for Janelle, for Bella, and actually cut a video that I was able to send her through a text.
Oh.
To say how to use it.
But what about for possums? Do they take CBD oil?
I don't know. Hmm. I don't see why it wouldn't work for them.
Right. I'm curious. Penelope, the possum.
I'll ask. I'm going to go by there maybe Saturday.
Are we sure the CBD store is going to know whether possums need CBD oil?
But I bet Janelle would.
If they can't, they will tell you.
And Janelle would know because she knows like everything about all animals.
She does. She is our household expert, our consultant on all things animal. Your CBD store carries the SunMed product line. It's excellent. You can ask the questions like Jacqueline did with Marissa. In their location right across from the Renfro's Adams Drugs at 8852 Mini Brown Parkway, turn south at the Bojangles, make your first left, your first right, you're at your CBD store. Lots going on the roads.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident downtown Madison Avenue and Lawrence Street. Watch out at that intersection. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. That's Madison and Lawrence. Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown are very busy. Atlanta Highway is congested. All the lights out to Taylor Road. There's also congestion on the East and East South Boulevard from Highway 331 all the way back to Detroit Highway. I-85 and 65 are moving through downtown Montgomery, but there is heavy traffic there. Use caution. We have no accidents at this time. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale starts now, and it's the best time to save on mattresses. Right now, get a king bed for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin for savings of up to $600. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Hurry in and beat the crowds to find the bed of your dreams. Visit MattressFirm.com or a store near you to shop the best deal of the season. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit MattressFirm.com/sale.
Why wait for Black Friday? Get Black Friday prices today at the Home Depot. Up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle, like a modern Frigidaire front control range for just $699. That's $400 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings early, now, at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, I'm Melissa Eskew with Alabama News Network. It's day three of testimony in the A.C. Smith case. The jury has listened to both a voice-recorded interview from that February 25th morning and a video interview from a few weeks later. The interviews were between the Alabama State Bureau of Investigation agents and Aaron Cody Smith. Smith is the MPD officer on trial for shooting an unarmed black man, Grant Gunn, in February of 2016. A judge is ordering DNA testing for Ibrahim Yazid, the man charged with kidnapping and the disappearance of the missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. The judge ordered testing during this morning's preliminary hearing after prosecutors revealed DNA evidence from a male was found in Blanchard's car. The Salvation Army kicks off its Red Kettle campaign today. Throughout the holiday season, you will hear the bells ringing and see the red kettles outside shopping centers. The Salvation Army is always looking for more volunteers to help ring the bells. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We continue to enjoy a period of storm-free days, and that warming trend continues as well. Tonight, a little bit chilly with mostly clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 43. But tomorrow, the warming trend continues, high in the low to mid-70s, plenty of sunshine again. I think we'll be in the mid-70s Friday, mainly dry during the daytime, but maybe some showers and thunderstorms by late Friday night, and a better chance Saturday, maybe a thunderstorm as well, as a front moves through the state, a cool front that brings in breezy, cooler conditions for Sunday. Sunday's high only in the 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The question came up earlier with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house, along with Rosie, on her birthday.
Yes.
About favorite holiday songs, Christmas songs and stuff. I mentioned the Christmas Vacation theme song, because it's a good tune. I'm surprised it never charted as a top 40 type hit.
Stranger things have happened, Greg.
Styx did.
Styx.
I don't know if they ever did a holiday song. I can't recall off the top of my head. What about you, Rosie? What's your favorite?
I like Mary, Did You Know? I love it. I'll tell you, my very all-time favorite is All Is Well by Michael W. Smith
and
the All-American Boys Choir.
That's a good one.
I must be one hell of a heathen because I've never heard of either one of those until today. But I want to find out, you see, because I'm curious.
On the count of you want to know why?
Yeah. Because it's my job to be curious. So one of our listeners said, listen to the
Pentatonics.
Pentatonics. Sounds like a...
Have you never listened to the Pentatonics at all?
Oh, you're missing out, man.
Like Rosie said, they're completely a cappella, but you wouldn't know it.
It's
like
super legit, Greg.
Oh my God, it's 4:49. We can listen to a little bit of this. We're out of time.
We're out of time already.
That's the way it goes with you two. All right, so.
Do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so legit.
And it's all a cappella.
Gives
so
you the
like,
goosebumps.
It does.
And for the record, like Mary did know how much she knew, but Mary did know.
It's a good thing Adam Schiff isn't asking Mary questions.
Yeah. Because, you know, then we'd all be screwed.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's amazing.
It's really good. You have to listen to their whole Christmas album.
Yeah, because, like, you know those sounds in the background? Like, they're all, like, beatboxing and stuff.
It's like Glee on steroids. Remember the TV show Glee?
Yeah, Roz was a big Glee.
Yeah, so Roz, I bet you Roz knows who's...
But you see this 214 million views.
Because it's the jam.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, they're good.
And they sing pop songs, too.
Yeah.
They're very good.
They sing
good.
A lot. Yeah, they're legit.
They're very good.
And they even do like a Christmas special,
they
remember?
They do a good hallelujah, like the song.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. They do a good hallelujah.
We've opened up a whole new world for you. First, Disney Plus. Now, Pentatonix.
Oh, my gosh. What's next?
Chick-fil-A.
I mean, you are just going to be on overload here.
Maybe we can change your mind, Greg.
Right?
About Chick-fil-A.
I can't give it to you because it's
the Polynesian sauce. You just can't
suggestion.
Get anywhere else. You know?
Well, a big motivator for me, because I can only go there on Saturday and go through that process, and they do have it well organized. I wanted to support them because...
You can still support them even though you disagree with their policy.
These Chick-fil-A haters, nobody was the beneficiary of a better break in marketing than that company.
Yeah.
They went from, you know, I don't even know if they were in the top 10. Now they're number one or two. And I think they're number one in profits per location, which
and
is great.
Delicious. They're Kevin. Delicious.
I get it for my stepson. Because
it's delicious, yeah.
And he loves it.
But here's the thing. You can still enjoy a delicious, tasty chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A and disagree with them not wanting to support the Salvation Army because of what they may or may not support. It's okay.
Well, we're getting a little feedback here. I have somebody that's with me on Chick-fil-A. Somebody is suggesting listen to a group named Home Free. Do you know them?
I do not. But I'm going to look into that.
We love these suggestions. It's
yes.
much appreciated.
Yeah.
Thank you both for being here
Thank
today.
Thank you.
And let me say it one more time, because a friend of mine going through a divorce retained Duncan Tomlinson, and it wasn't just the result. It was the humanity that you provided that made a huge difference.
That's what we do.
And I have a friend also who says the same thing.
It means a lot. It means a lot when we hear the good stuff, because we don't get to hear the good stuff a lot.
Well, it's a tough time under the best of circumstances, and I think that's really critical. So, thank you.
We appreciate
and,
it.
And I'm proud to have you as my friends.
Aw, thanks, Greg.
But I've got to make Dana happy.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The number is 819-4810, Duncan Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law. You got Fox News coming up and Fox Business.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
All Wall Street, the major averages closing lower as investors worry that the U.S. and China may not reach a trade deal this year. Among the laggards today, tech companies, while energy companies gained. The Dow falling 113 points, the Nasdaq down 44, S&P 500 down 12. And Bristol-Myers Squibb completing its $74 billion acquisition of Celgene nearly a year after announcing the deal. Shares of both companies are up after hours. And General Motors filing a federal racketeering lawsuit against Fiat, Chrysler, and a handful of former executives executives at the Italian-American automaker. The suit is related to an ongoing federal investigation into corruption in the United Auto Workers' top ranks and the company's possible involvement. GM is accusing the automaker of bribing UAW officials to receive more favorable terms in labor negotiations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy this afternoon. Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway outbound. Extremely congested on the Atlanta Highway from about the Eastern Boulevard all the way out to Taylor Road. We're seeing high volumes of cars out there this afternoon. Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard all the way back past Baptist and Alpha. A lot of congestion on Norman Bridge outbound to the Boulevard. I-65 and 85, a lot of cars in the interchange, but everybody's behaving themselves. We have no accidents at this time. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. It is really getting busy out there. Enjoy a day of shopping at Premier Place, then great eating at Poblano's, King Buffet, and Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. Premier Place Shopping Center, another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Papa John is on the line. Hey there, buddy.
Hey, how are you?
Good, what's up?
A little shout-out about Chick-fil-A since you're doing keto and I'm doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have got a grilled chicken, white chicken meat, and Greg, you can tell it's really... really white chicken meat that is grilled, and it is delicious, and it's not expensive. Another thing, if you get a chance, if you got Amazon Prime,
yes,
you do. Okay, look for a show called The Miracle Pill, and it's about keto eating. It's about an hour and a half, but when you watch it, you will be almost like I was. I was almost beyond words about how much I learned about the real effect that getting away from carbohydrates has on your body, your mind, your general overall health. I mean, it's really a great piece. So
I appreciate the recommendations. It's called the
I wrote down a miracle pill.
Rosie,
I took it down.
She is the best.
You're good.
And it's her birthday today.
Yeah, well, happy birthday, Rosie. I'm not going to get to make it tonight, but I wish you happy birthday. I wish I could. I've got too many irons in the fire.
The call. I've got an iron call, Fox News. I got to fire up here in just a second, so thank you. And, yes, Baumhauer's after the show, and I love their chicken. We'll talk more. Mr.
Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway we are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1980.